First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena, the Saturday night forecast.
Showers coming to an end tonight as a warm front approaches our area, meaning temperatures not really falling too much tonight. Forecast lows by tomorrow morning under clear skies will be in the mid-50s. And then the heat really begins to build with highs in the mid to upper 80s. That's about a 25 to 30 degree jump from where we saw temperatures on Saturday. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
Very pleasant evening as they go. It's 55 degrees in Friendship Heights.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good evening. I'm Ian Crawford. Coming up, a man is dead after a stabbing outside Audi Field before tonight's DC United match. Also ahead,
another day of protests at George Washington University. I'm Lynn Bowie.
Additional charges are pending after a crash leads to the death of a Manassas woman. I'm Ralph.
Saying goodbye to Foxtrot. The stores in D.C. shut down. This is Kyle Cooper.
Vulture critic Jen Chaney in 15 minutes with more on a movie that gives new meaning to the term mixed doubles. Nats beat the Marlins on the road. It's 11 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. President Biden tonight is turning the tables on his Republican challenger Donald Trump at a black tie gathering in Washington. At the White House Correspondents Association dinner, Biden tossed around some one-liners.
Trump's so desperate he started reading those Bibles he's selling. Then he got to the first commandment. You shall have no other gods before me. That's when he put it down and said, this book's not for me.
The Correspondents Association celebrates the First Amendment and also gives scholarships for aspiring journalists heading to college. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is heading to Saudi Arabia tomorrow to meet with Arab leaders in hopes of hammering out a hostage deal. CBS's Deborah Pata on the latest overture.
A new Hamas propaganda video showing Keith Siegel and Omri Meran speaking under duress. Loved ones fear time is running out for a deal ahead of an expected invasion of Rafah, which is already under regular bombardment.
Anger over the Israel-Hamas war keeps simmering on college campuses throughout the U.S.
Not another nickel! Not another dime! No more money for it.
That at Northeastern University in Boston, where hundreds of students are calling for Israel to end the offensive, for the U.S. to stop supplying Israel with weapons and military funding, and for universities to divest from companies that do business with Israel. CBS's Michael George on yet another emerging disruption.
At Columbia, commencement is less than 3 weeks away and in danger of being delayed or postponed.
Worrying about my graduation seems a little bit of minimal in terms of, you know, seeing what's happening around the world.
Damage assessment crews are surveying the nation's heartland after yet another round of severe weather brought tornadoes to portions of Oklahoma, Kansas, and Nebraska. CBS's Omar Villafranca is covering from the danger zone.
Tornadoes also hammered Iowa, with the National Weather Service reporting that at least 10 twisters struck the western part of the state, including the town of Minden, where officials say 40% of the homes have been destroyed.
It's coming down.
The dangerous outbreak isn't over. Several states across the heartland are bracing for another round of tornadoes, high winds, and hail as communities struggle to clean up.
The State Department is criticizing a law passed by Iraq's parliament that makes same-sex relationships a crime.
American officials say it's a threat to human rights and freedoms, and they say they believe it would weaken Iraq's ability to diversify its economy and attract foreign investment.
That is CBS's Christopher Cruz reporting from Washington, D.C. And this is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
11:03 on Saturday evening, April 27, 2024. 55 degrees, showers fading, temps falling through the 50s. Some areas bottoming out in the mid-40s overnight. Good evening, I'm Ian Crawford. Top local story we're following this hour. One man is dead tonight after a stabbing outside Audi Field. D.C. police say officers responded about 6:30 this evening. They found a man with multiple stab wounds. That man taken to the hospital where he later died. Suspect in that stabbing is in custody. The incident came about an hour before tonight's DC United Major League Soccer match against Seattle Sounders at Audi Field. DC United says the incident did not change kickoff time for the match and that they are working with investigators. It's 11:04. Protests, over the Israel-Hamas war continue at college campuses nationwide, including at George Washington University, where an encampment is now in its third day. WTOP's Lynn Bui was on the GW campus earlier today, where demonstrators say they have no plans to leave anytime soon.
Tarps are handed out to keep protesters dry in the rain, and now more metal barriers surround the encampment on University Yard. George Washington University says demonstrators violated university policies and are trespassing, and several students have been suspended. But dozens of tents remain on the grass and also 8th Street, which police closed between 20th and 21st Streets.
It's empowering, and it's refreshing to see humanity come together to stand up for human rights.
Among their demands for the university to cut financial ties with Israeli companies, and protesters are willing to stay as long as it takes.
We're staying until the demands are met. Otherwise, they're going to have to drag us out of here.
At George Washington University, Lynn Bui, WTOP News.
Students at the encampment are unable to re-enter if they leave, so those remaining in U Yard have likely been there for about 60 hours and more. People outside the barrier have passed food, medical supplies, and clothes into the encampment without punishment. A woman dies nearly 2 weeks after a crash in Manassas. More from WTOP's Ralph Fox.
The collision happened April 15th at the intersection of Yates Ford and Evans Ford Roads in Manassas, where authorities say a Buick Roadmaster turned into the path of a Dodge Ram 2500 pickup truck. Both the driver and the passenger in the Buick were hospitalized with life-threatening injuries. A dog in the car was killed. Prince William County Police say the passenger in that vehicle, 32-year-old Jessica Lynn Randall, died on Friday. The 46-year-old Buick driver, also of Manassas, is expected to survive. Police say alcohol appears to be a factor. The investigation is continuing. Ralph Fox, WTOP News.
It's 11:06. Famous for their black and white canopies and decor, a nationwide chain with six local stores surprised patrons and employees this week by shutting down.
Foxtrot, which offered upscale wines, made-to-order meals, and locally sourced vegan treats, were popular around here, but the company abruptly closed its doors Tuesday. Kyle Young was the manager at the Georgetown store. He says all his employees were really surprised.
Definitely shed a few tears with a couple of them, gave some hugs out. It just was shocking, you know?
The company saying in a statement it could not find a viable solution to stay open. Foxtrot employed about 1,000 employees with stores in D.C., Chicago, and Dallas. Kyle Cooper, WTOP News.
Members of Baltimore County's close-knit Latino community have constructed an elaborate memorial to the six members of that roadwork crew killed in the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge last month. The men were Latino immigrants from Mexico, Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras. A group of mourners gathered at the memorial last night to remind the public that even as cleanup efforts proceed and maritime traffic resumes through the Port of Baltimore, two of those victims remain missing. The memorial near the south end of the bridge is decorated with wooden crosses, a painted canvas backdrop, flowers, candles, and a giant modified American flag with six stars, one for each of the men. Coming up on WTOP and Money News, Walmart ships a lot of stuff to a lot of places. Now they want to sell that shipping expertise, too. Traffic and weather in 30 seconds.
Uline is here for the hard workers. For the ones rolling up their sleeves, working round the clock, and getting the job done. You're dedicated to doing what it takes to keep a business growing. Uline is dedicated to helping you make that happen. Working 7 days a week, staying fully stocked and ready to ship any of our 41,000 items the same day. Uline. Your shipping and industrial supply specialists. Visit uline.com.
It's 11:08.
Michael and Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49. Michael and Son.
Traffic and weather on the 8th to Butch Seltzer in the WTOP Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ian. Good evening, drivers. In Virginia, we have an accident with the right lane blocked in Springfield on 95 northbound. That's between Franconia Springfield Parkway and Route 644. Construction has two right lanes blocked in Vienna on Route 7 westbound. between Route 123 and the Dulles Toll Road. That's a pretty good distance. It's about a mile and a half. It looks like cars are only traveling at about 25 miles per hour. So we're looking at a good 4 minutes just to get through there, so you want to be prepared. We're closed due to a construction zone near the Pentagon on Boundary Channel Drive, southbound between Route 27 and Route 395. Construction work in Dumfries on 95 northbound between Dumfries Road and Dale Boulevard. In Maryland, we're closed for a crash investigation in Mechanicsville on Buds Creek Road. This is both directions between Mechanicsville Road and Thompson Corner Road. Construction has the right lane closed in Frederick on 270 southbound between Route 15 and Route 80. We're closed in both directions. This is due to construction in Upper Marlboro on Route 382 between Croom Station Road and Sasser Lane. Now, the Beltway looks fine, good from 270 to 95. Bay Bridge is moving freely. No slowdowns there. Doesn't look like there's any construction up yet. We'll keep an eye on that, of course. In the district, police activity has the road closed in both directions on Connecticut Avenue between Florida Avenue and California Street. That's all due to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. That's wrapping up, but it's still closed until about 2 a.m. We'll get it to you as soon as the roadway opens up. Road construction has 295 northbound reduced to one lane between Burroughs Avenue and Eastern Avenue. Construction has the roadway reduced to one lane at the 3rd Street Tunnel on the northbound side between D Street and Route 50, and at the southbound at the split to the freeway. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets, plus brand name mattresses. Affordable, never looked so good. I'm Butch Seltzer, WTOP Traffic.
7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
Showers and clouds moving away from the area tonight as a warm front approaches from the south and west, meaning temperatures not really falling too much tonight, only looking at lows in the mid to lower 50s. And then the warm-up continues into your Sunday with sunny skies and highs in the mid to upper 80s. That's about a 25 to 30 degree jump in temperatures, and it gets even warmer from there. On Monday, sunny skies continue and temperatures in the forecast around 90 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
55 degrees in French Hip Heights, brought to you by Long Fence. Save 25% on decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest. Conditions apply. Go to longfence.com. Money news at 10 and 40 past the hour with Joan Doniger.
This is a Bloomberg Money Minute. Walmart wants to do more than be a discount retailer. It started something of a move into logistics. It's selling some of the software it uses to help map more efficient routes for trucks making deliveries to other businesses.
I think there's a unique niche here.
Bloomberg Intelligence analyst Jen Bartashis says monetizing the in-house products Walmart uses for itself could be successful too, just because of the Walmart name.
They may actually prefer to take a solution from a Walmart, which is a retailer at heart.
But this isn't necessarily new. It has sold other store-based software before.
Companies like Walmart are really becoming technology companies.
And it's not the only retailer making this kind of move, because the growth opportunities beyond retail can bring higher profit margins. Walmart recently agreed to buy smart TV maker Vizio to boost its own advertising business. Bartashis says that's where the big opportunity is.
Retailers are using loyalty data and consumer data to sell advertising services to manufacturers.
From the Bloomberg Newsroom, I'm Joan Doniger on WTOP.
Coming up, a movie about love and love. Vulture critic Jen Chaney with more on Challengers just ahead. It's 11:12.
I'm Katie DePaula from Long Home Products. My great-grandfather started the Long legacy with reliability, value, and quality in mind. At Long, we do things the right way, the long way, and that's why we've advertised our products on WTOP for the past 13 years. The WTOP audience knows they can trust and have peace of mind when working with Long Home Products. And we trust the WTOP team to attract homeowners to our business. For 7 decades, we've helped families just like yours bring beauty, value, comfort, and safety to their homes. Whether it's roofing, baths, or windows, you can trust Long Home Products to protect your most valuable investment for decades to come. We believe WTOP can help attract customers to your business, too. Go to WTOP.com and search advertise. If you're looking for the most trusted name in roofing, baths, and windows, visit longhomeproducts.com. Again, that's longhomeproducts.com.
11:13.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at GetEthos.com. That's GetEthos.com.
There are more identity threats than you realize. Even if you monitor your credit, only a little personal info needs to leak out, like your social security number or password.
Or you did any kind of a victim.
LifeLock alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions, but everyone can save up to 25% off their first year with promo code NEWS. Go to LifeLock.com.
Coming up on WTOP, a violent start to the weekend in the district. More from WTOP in 30 seconds.
Hi, this is Matt Bibbo, general manager at BMW of Sterling. There's a perception that repair costs at a BMW store can be too expensive. Stop already with the too expensive. Make sure to ask about value service. That's BMW's way of lowering repair expenses to compete with independent shops and repair facilities. You get factory-trained technicians, manufacturer parts with warranties, complimentary loaner cars, and lower costs. Ask about value service to learn about the significant savings that are available to you. Come see us at BMW of Sterling or visit us at bmwofsterling.com.
When news is breaking, see it first at 4 with Megan Clark and Victoria Sanchez. Then, what's happening now at 5 and 6 with Scott Newman and Michelle Marsh. 7 News is your breaking news team every night at 4, 5, and 6 p.m.
You're listening to WTOP News.
It's 11:15. Tennis, anyone? There is love on and off the court in the new movie, The Challengers.
You think that tennis is about expressing yourself, doing your thing. But you don't know what tennis is.
What is it?
WTOP's Mark Lewis got on Skype with Vulture critic Jen Chaney for her thoughts about the movie.
I thought this was a great, great movie. It stars Zendaya as Tashi Duncan, who in her youth is an on-the-rise tennis player. And unfortunately, she has a knee injury when she's just about to finish playing for Stanford University. And she ends up becoming a coach for Art Donaldson, a player played by Mike Faist, who has this rivalry with his closest friend, played by Josh O'Connor. Both of them are really interested in Zendaya, and there's this whole romantic rivalry going on between the two of them and really the three of them in a lot of ways. So it's really fascinating from an emotional dynamics perspective. But as somebody who loves tennis, this is maybe the best scripted tennis movie that I've ever seen, especially in terms of the way that they capture the action on the court and even just the vibes at some of these tournaments that you go to that are like U.S. Open qualifiers. It felt very steeped in a recognizable tennis world to me. So I think it's a good movie for anybody. But if you're a fan of tennis, I really, really recommend it.
Oh, that's great. Do you think the story and the gameplay will be what folks will be talking most about, or the lure of the young actors here?
I get where you're going with this, Mark. No, I mean, I think what people are talking about is this sort of three-way relationship between the players. But honestly, going into the movie, I was expecting it to be a little more sexually explicit than it was. Mm. I mean, there certainly is sensuality in it, but it's not a terribly explicit film at all. For me, I mean, first of all the performances in it are really strong, but Luca Guadagnino, who directed Call Me By Your Name, just does a fantastic job of directing this.
This looks fun. All right, we'll check it out. Also new this weekend on Netflix is the series Dead Boy Detectives. Tell us about this.
So this show was originally supposed to be on HBO Max, and they filmed all of the 8 episodes, and it was ready to go. And as tends to happen with HBO Max sometimes, they were like, yeah, we're not going to air that. So they sold it to Netflix. It's actually a really fun show. It's based on two kind of obscure DC Comics characters, Edwin Payne and Charles Roland, who are exactly what the title tells you. They are dead boys. They are ghosts who solve supernatural crimes. It's a kind of a fun show. It's clever. If you like shows like Supernatural or Evil, I think this will be right up your alley. So I'm glad Netflix saved it. It's fun.
That is Vulture critic Jen Chaney. Quick look at the top stories. We're working on a WTOP protest against the Israel-Hamas war continue on GW's campus, where students have formed an encampment. Senior Hamas officials are reviewing a proposal for a ceasefire in Gaza. Keep it here for full details on these stories in the minutes ahead. 11:18. Traffic and weather on the 8th to Butch Seltzer in the traffic center.
Thank you, Ian. In Maryland, we're closed for a crash investigation. Buds Creek Road. That's both directions between Mechanicsville Road and Thompson Corner Road. Construction has the right lane closed in Frederick on 270 southbound between Route 15 and Route 80. We're closed in both directions due to construction Upper Marlboro on Route 382 between Croom Station Road and Sasser Lane. Beltway looks fine. No problems from 270 to 95 right now. Looks like there's a little bit of a slowdown, so I'll be checking on that for you. The Bay Bridge is moving freely. No slowdowns there. No construction as of yet. In the district, police activity has the road closed in both directions on Connecticut Avenue between Florida Avenue and California Street. That all due to the White House Correspondents' Dinner. It's going to be closed down until about 2 a.m. We'll let you know when that reopens. Road construction has 295 northbound reduced to one lane between Burroughs Avenue and Eastern Avenue. Construction has the roadway reduced to one lane at the 3rd Street Tunnel northbound between D Street and Route 15 on the southbound side at the split to the freeway. In Virginia, we have an accident with the right lane blocked in Springfield on 95 northbound between Franconia Springfield Parkway and Route 644. Construction has the two right lanes blocked in Vienna on Route 7 westbound. That's between Route 123 and the Dulles Toll Road. We're closed due to construction zone near the Pentagon on Boundary Channel Drive southbound between Route 27 and 395, and construction work in Dumfries on 95 northbound between Dumfries Road and Dale Boulevard. Virginia Spine Institute is now VSI, the ultimate choice for ultimate spine solutions. Say goodbye to back and neck pain. Visit VSIspine.com. That's VSIspine.com. I'm Butch Seltzer, WTOP Traffic.
The forecast from 7 News First Alert meteorologist Mark Pena.
After a cloudy and gloomy Saturday, we got some improvements on the way for your Sunday thanks to an approaching warm front that will arrive tonight, meaning temperatures not really falling too much with forecast lows by tomorrow morning in the mid to even some lower 50s. And then the heat really begins to build by tomorrow afternoon with forecast highs in the mid to upper 80s. That's about a 25 to 30 degree jump in temperatures from Saturday. And it gets even warmer on Monday with sunny skies and forecast highs around 90 degrees. I'm 7 News meteorologist Mark Pena on the First Alert Weather Center.
Annandale, 56 degrees, 56 in Germantown, 57 at DuPont Circle. Brought to you by Len the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Coming up on WTOP, a surgeon on why you should consider giving the gift of life. More news in 60 seconds.
Hello, I'm Jamie Bell, president of Lido Pizza, and I want to share a story about our partnership with WTOP. We began advertising with WTOP News over 20 years ago. Over the years, thousands of people have visited Lido Pizza after hearing our messages. I value the success of this partnership, and WTOP is a terrific advertising option if you need lots of customers. It's one of the reasons we've grown to over 120 locations spanning from New York to Florida. At Lido Pizza, we take pride in never cutting corners. Lido Pizza has been a local favorite since 1955. At WTOP, they take pride in creating customized marketing plans for their advertisers that deliver measurable results. So if you're looking for catering, fundraising opportunities, or just an easy, delicious meal, please visit a Lido Pizza near you or order online at LidoPizza.com. If you need help attracting new customers to your business, I encourage you to contact WTOP. Go to WTOP.com and search advertise. Lido Pizza is square because Lido Pizza never cuts corners.
This is WTOP News.
11:22. I'm Ian Crawford. Thanks for spending some time with us on Saturday night. D.C. police are investigating a pair of overnight shootings, one of them fatal. First happened around 11:30 last night along Connecticut Avenue near DuPont Circle after an inside dispute spilled outside. Investigators say at least six people were hurt, five of them hospitalized, but they're expected to be okay. The sixth victim refused treatment. Police identified the suspect in that one as 29-year-old Renwell Mantock of Hyattsville. They also say a weapon was recovered at the scene. Less than 3 hours later, officers responded to a second shooting at a restaurant on U Street Northwest. One man, 43-year-old Kenneth Goins of Salisbury, Maryland, was shot several times and killed inside the restaurant. Police looking for two suspects in that incident. Medical officials at the University of Virginia want more people to consider living organ donations. More from WTOP's Dan Ronan.
Christopher Rucker of suburban Charlottesville recently donated one of his two kidneys. Sitting alongside his surgeon on the UVA campus, he said he has no regrets.
There's a friend of mine put out an SOS on Facebook, if you will, saying, you know, her son needed a kidney.
With O positive blood, Rucker was a perfect match, he said once the UVA transplant surgeon, Dr. Sean Peltier, told him his risk of living with only one kidney was minimal. He did the test and donated the organ. The entire process from the initial inquiry to the recovery, he said, was much easier than expected. UVA officials say they need more people like Rucker to donate. Dan Ronan, WTOP News.
It's 11:24. A year ago, an exhibit, displaying the Degas sculpture, Little Dancer, age 14, was defaced at the National Portrait Gallery. Two people smeared red and black paint on the case and base of that exhibit. One of the people who pleaded guilty in that case has gotten a 60-day sentence in prison for it. 54-year-old Joanna Smith entered her plea last December to one count of causing injury to a National Gallery of Art exhibit. The judge also ordered 24 months of supervised release for Smith, along with 150 hours of community service, 10 of which must involve cleaning graffiti. Violent weather and the threat of more pummeling the nation midsection tonight. Tens of millions of people are in the path of severe weather, including tornadoes and flash floodings from Texas to Michigan. From Norman, Oklahoma, CBS's Omar Villafranca surveying the damage across the region so far.
More than two dozen tornadoes ripped through Nebraska on Friday. Homes leveled and businesses battered as the twisters carved their way through the Cornhusker State. Near Lincoln, a powerful tornado crossed a highway.
He's okay, he's okay.
The violent winds flipped a semi and scattered debris. The storm intensified and continued its path of destruction. Drone video shows the damage in Elkhorn outside Omaha. The small town left decimated.
The whole neighborhood's gone.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
And here's Frank Hanrahan.
If recent memory serves correct, the Washington Commanders drafts have not been the greatest in recent years, but let's see if the 2024 draft class proves to be a big turning point for the franchise. They hope it will be, with quarterback Jaden Daniels taken on Thursday with the number 2 overall selection. NFL draft rounded out on Saturday with the 7th round selection of Javonte Jean-Baptiste from Notre Dame by the Commanders, edge rusher. In the 5th round, Commanders taking linebacker Jordan McGee out of Temple and safety Dominique Hampton out of the University of Washington. The Commanders also signed, reportedly, Sam Hartman, the quarterback out of Notre Dame, as an unrestricted free agent. Christian Benteke scores twice as D.C. United takes care of the Seattle Sounders 2-1 at Audi Field. Nationals winners again over the Miami Marlins, taking game 2 of that 4-game series, 11-4 the final down in